AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Responding to recent pro-Palestinian protests on college campuses, President Biden says the U.S. is not a country that squashes dissent. The American people are heard, but dissent must never lead to disorder.
Let's be clear about this as well. There should be no place on any campus, no place in America, for anti-Semitism or threats of violence against Jewish students. There is no place for hate speech.
At least 200 people were arrested overnight at UCLA. The judge in Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York refused a request in advance to rule if the former president would violate a gag order if he puts articles on social media.
One of Donald Trump's lawyers had asked Judge Juan Merchan to review the articles written by legal scholars like Jonathan Turley, who were critical of his prosecution, and then decide whether they would run afoul of a ban on commenting about people involved in the case. The defense attorney argued that the gag order was somewhat ambiguous, and that while she thought the articles were fine to post, she wasn't sure. The judge said there was no ambiguity in the order and advised, quote, when in doubt, steer clear. I'm Shelley Adler.
North of New York City, traffic is even worse today on Interstate 95 around Norwalk, Connecticut. A tanker truck filled with gasoline burst into flames, closing both sides of the highway. Governor Ned Lamont's suggestion?
Stay away from that area.
Another suggestion?
Good day to work from home.
No serious injuries were reported in Connecticut. The road is still closed. A federal appeals court heard arguments over a decades-old Tennessee policy that does not allow transgender people to change the sex designation on their birth certificates. A judge in Virginia declared a mistrial after a jury said it was deadlocked and could not reach a verdict in the trial of a military contractor accused of contributing to the abuse of detainees at the Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq. This is AP News. Halle Berry joined a group of bipartisan senators on Capitol Hill to push a bill for research and education about menopause. The AP's Margie Zaralletta has the story.
Halle Berry has been public about painful symptoms she's experienced while going through perimenopause, which is when a woman's estrogen levels start dropping leading up to menopause. Berry says her doctor shied away from the topic, but she was insistent.
I said, I'm in menopause! Okay? And that's why I'm having this issue!
Berry says it's time to destigmatize talking about menopause. A proposal by Democratic Senator Patty Murray of Washington and Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska calls for $275 million for clinical trials, doctor training, and raising awareness of menopause issues. I'm Archie Zaralletta.
39-time Grand Slam winner and Tennis Hall of Famer Billie Jean King will appear on a limited edition box of Wheaties. King was a driving force behind the Women's Professional Tennis Tour. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.